you're gonna make quicker than you fucking me.
Could we just say whether they're in charge?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you very much. Hello, are you in charge?
Yes.
My name's Mark Sexton. I'm with a few other people here today.
Yes, can I just ask you to not film me?
We're recording for your safety and our safety. We're not going to identify you personally. It's not an issue.
No, no, I don't want you to film me, please.
Okay, you won't be filmed, but the conversation will be recorded. Can we talk somewhere a little bit quieter? I need to speak to you about something about. We're here today to close the vaccination centre
down.
And we're here because we have new evidence that was released.
That's fine. I'm going to ask you to leave here for the moment.
We're not going to leave. We're not going to cause any trouble. We're not here to cause anybody any grief. We're not violent. We're all peaceful men and women. But we have serious issues with the damage the vaccine is causing. We've got the evidence here now.
Yeah, can you leave me your paperwork?
No, we're going to remain here because our intention today is to remove the vaccines from the public. We don't want any more people hurt. We've got all the evidence. We want to discuss it with you, show you what the new evidence has come out from the government, and we have serious concerns.
Okay. So I've heard you. I'm just going to call my manager.
Please.
Can I ask you to not film the vaccination centre?
We won't film individual people. Okay.
Can I ask you just to wait outside?
We will remain here.
No, because we have patients coming this way.
Yeah, we'll remain.
So can you just hurry?
We're not here to cause anybody any
harm. There is no problem for that. But can I ask you to have the place for the patient?
Of course. Yeah. Thank you.
But you're allowing me to speak. I'm being very calm and I'm being very polite, and I'm trying to give you some information. There's been an 8,200% increase in death rates for 10 to 14 year olds from January last year to March this year. Can you please just listen?
Yes, but I can't for
now. No, it's important that everybody hears this.
Yes,
no, it's very important because the media are complicit in this.
Security is absolutely not needed. We're not causing any issues or trouble.
We're not saying that you are.
We understand why you're as long as you're aware, we're not here to cause any issue. We're not here to cause any harm. We're not fighting the good people.
You should be already be on their way, but if they're not,
we now have a duty to the public to stop the vaccinations, especially to our children. We've got new evidence that's come out. The government's ignored it. It's been given to them, and it's come from an esteemed cardiologist in London who's gone public. He's been ignored. We can't ignore this any longer. The harm, injury, and death that's been caused by these vaccines is being suppressed. We are parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters. We are here out of love, respect and compassion for our fellow man. These vaccinations have to stop. We want these vaccines stopping. They have to be seen.
Well, surely you've got a protest outside.
It's not a protest.
We're going to stay here. If you want to get the police, there's no need.
Go the wrong route.
We've got the evidence here to show and prove that these things are very dangerous and toxic, and they have to be stopped.
Right.
Our intention is
But I take it none of you are going outside?
No.
If possible, can I ask that you look just on one side and wait for the police?
Of course.
What I don't want to do is like get everyone...
Move over to Swabro.
Right, I'm on. Okay, what I'm saying is I've asked you to do it. If you won't do it as a security officer, then you are complicit.
Okay. Surely that's the parents' decision. Surely that's the parents' decision.
This is your building, you have security, you have autonomy.
I'm asking to leave.
I'm asking you to stop allowing children to go in.
We'll wait for the police to come.
I think just wait for the police. It would be the best.
Let the police come.
We're not going to win with personal arguments.
No.
We've got this. The evidence now from the government, which is showing the harm it's causing, it can't be ignored any longer.
This isn't,
and that's why we're here.
All I was asking for was a temporary pause to just stop those doors and don't allow child to get out.
We're not in the position to do that.
Right, I'm asking. I'm not forcing. I'm not. I'm asking you to do the right thing and go in there and just close the doors until the police come and stop those children getting
so
vaccinated.
So if that doesn't happen, we will be taking your names with us after this guest clause.
It would be worth mentioning. Please, just a temporary pause. Those children are walking in there.
No, we're not. We'll give you information.
We're not having individual arguments. We don't need to. We respect what you can and cannot do. Let's just wait until the remaining come. That's no problem to you.
That attitude doesn't help. We've not disrupted you in any way.
You can see we're being polite. I'm just asking you.
No, it wasn't. Wait 1 minute. Just wait. From our perspective, because we are now in possession of this data, we're seeing children in here and it's really upsetting us. And that's why people now are on edge. Nothing more, nothing less. Because we care. Okay? End of story, gents. And when you see the evidence, it will blow your mind. It's shocking. And the government is covering it up. They can't cover it up any longer because we can't allow our children to be damaged. Nothing more.
But as I said to you, the lady who's in charge, she said she's waiting for her manager. We've given her the information and told her. And all she needs to do is put a pause until she gets instruction back from her manager, or she's taking on the responsibility of making herself very much complicit in these assaults which are occurring right now. The outcome of which potentially is murder. All she has to do is put a pause until she gets word from her manager, and she would be in a much better position.
You understand, we don't run the vaccination system.
Yeah,
this is nothing.
She walked away from you, and I was trying to do her the favour of taking her.
We don't manage
what's going on here.
We haven't got the powers to do what you're asking us to do anyway.
I did try and tell her, but she walked away, so.
So we've just closed the doors now. We could potentially be stuck this close to dying.
I'm just thankful I never went into hospital. I found them and they said, "Oh, if you get any worse, come in." This whole thing is a joke. The people that are going into hospital are getting sort of ventilators and dying because they're blowing up your lungs. All they've got to do is help you remove the mucus from your system. It's coronavirus. It's a common flu.
We need to get everything.
And this, that was why I was lucky enough, a light went on and I said, why do they keep telling me I can't heal myself when I've just got a cold?
We have all been lied to. Every single one of us here in the United Kingdom, we have been lied to on a daily basis. And the evidence surrounding pregnancies is overwhelmingly shocking. And the evidence surrounding the deaths of children is off the scale. And the hardest part of all is all this information is on the government website, but nobody's looking. We've taken all that data. We've got an eminent cardiologist who's now come out on Tuesday with his peer-reviewed paper. He's gone public, and he's demanding that vaccinations are stopped. This information was given to the government, and they've done nothing with it. We have a moral, ethical duty to every single person to prevent any more harm, injury, and death. I'm a grandparent. There's grandparents and family members here. We're seeing children going in there and breaking our heart, because we know it's like a game of Russian roulette, and we have to remove the gun. That's why we're here, gents, nothing more. And hopefully when the police come, they'll see what we've got.
We're not trying to disrupt you in any way. We've been called.
No, we appreciate that.
And we're hoping to have your help as well, because we need people like you who are doing this job to understand what you're doing. We don't see you as the enemy. You're our brothers. We're here for you, just like we're here for everybody else. We're a team, and we need to stop this.
Yeah, Roger, 2 weeks on his way.
We're more than happy for you to see what we're going to show them, so at least you're informed as well, because that's very important. And the only other time in my life I wore a suit was when I got married, so consider yourself lucky today.
We can tell you've had it since you got demobbed.
Hello. Who's the ringleader?
Yes,
gentleman here, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
My name's Mark Sexton.
Nice to meet you, Mark.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hello. Just
get the formalities out of the way, just identify yourself as you're acting in an official capacity.
Yeah, I'm PC 3603 Jack Fair, Navy Subsecretary Sergeant Roy, presently stationed at Concord Arms.
Thank you.
I'm PC 518 Williams at the same station.
Thank you. Can I just confirm you are warranted officers?
We are warranted.
Can officers. I? Do you have your warrant card if you do, just to show it? That's fine. Thank you very much. Brilliant. And you're standing under your oath that you swore when you joined the police?
I am, yeah.
Thank you. We are good people. Mm-hmm. We're not here to cause any harassment, alarm or distress. Mm-hmm. We're not violent. We come here out of love, respect and care.
Yep.
We have new evidence that's been ignored by the government that mm-hmm. is showing that the vaccines are causing significant injury, harm and death, most worryingly to our children. On Tuesday, a doctor in London called Asim Malhotra, who's an eminent consultant cardiologist, released his peer-reviewed paper, which took him 9 months. This doctor is double vaccinated. His father died from the vaccine. He did some investigative work. His peer-reviewed paper has revealed something very horrific, and that is that these vaccines are dangerous to the public and they must be withdrawn. He's made that information public. On the same day, the World Council for Health, also on seeing this doctor's peer-reviewed paper, they too have demanded that all vaccines are withdrawn because they are causing serious harm, injury and death. The evidence is all on the government website, and it's also there on the Office of National Statistics. We have that information here. On Tuesday, five doctors went into Downing Street and they demanded the vaccine is stopped immediately. That has been ignored. We've waited patiently. We've been trying to get these things withdrawn. We know they're causing damage. We've come from all over the country today. We haven't picked on Bristol because we're bored. It's a central location. Mm-hmm. We respect that people have a right to put whatever they want into their body.
Yeah.
The issue that we have is they are not getting informed consent. The other issue we have is the evidence that is now pointing to serious harm is being suppressed by the government. And then we find out it's not being suppressed. They're putting it out there, but people are not looking. We're looking. We found it. We have it here. This evidence is not anecdotal. This evidence is not our opinion. We're not anti-vaxxers. We're not conspiracy theorists. We're not tinfoil hat-wearing lunatics. We're good people. I'm a retired policeman. We've got ex-military here, teachers. We are all good people. Our only interest is to stop the harm. We're here today to demand that the vaccines are removed into police custody. They are part of a bioweapon. Our government knows the harms that are being caused. I personally have had interaction with government ministers. They've been given the data and the information. They've refused to acknowledge it. I have also been in touch with senior police constables in the Metropolitan Police, West Yorkshire, West Midlands, Warwickshire, North and South Wales. They've got all of this evidence. They keep telling us to go back to the MPs. Going back to the MPs are saying if you're reporting a crime, go to the police. And it's like table tennis. Mm-hmm. So we are now in a position where, as members of the public, we have a right in law, just as you do. We have the same powers under Section 3 of the Criminal Law Act to use force as is reasonable, necessary and proportionate to prevent crime. Mm-hmm. Crime is being committed right now. These vaccines are harming, injuring our men, women and children on a catastrophic basis. Mm-hmm. Here is the proof. Mm-hmm. I'm not expecting you to read reams and reams and reams, but I can show you in the space of 5 to 10 minutes hard facts and evidence which shows we have a legitimate reason to be here, and we're asking for you, the police, to do your job today, and that is to stop the harm, injury and death that's being caused. We will support you in every way. We are not moving. We want these vaccines taken into police custody, into detained property. They are part of evidence of mass crimes against humanity. We have the evidence, we have the proof.
Okay. At the moment, I need to ask you a couple of questions. How long is it you're intending to be here for today?
Until the vaccines are all removed, the vials are all removed from this establishment and it's closed down.
Okay. From our perspective, at the moment,
yeah.
It is a lawful practice. I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate the evidence you might have. And potentially further down the line, you may well have a case that changes that. But at this moment in time, it is a lawful practice.
Right.
So we as the police will not be intervening in terms of taking anything into lawful custody. We will naturally facilitate your right to protest. You have a right
to
do that.
We're not here to protest.
To make your case, is a better way of phrasing it then. We will facilitate that. But at the moment, these people have a lawful right to come in and, like you said, as you've said, put whatever it is they want to in their bodies.
Yeah. They're not getting all the information, sir.
I appreciate you may not think that, and you may have a case, but at the moment, it is still a lawful practice, is what we're saying. So we as the police will be facilitating...
It's not lawful, sir. The information is being suppressed.
But literary definition... In the law, it is law.
Criminal act taking place.
But it is in
the
law.
Can we not get involved in individual arguments?
Yeah, we're not here to debate.
What I need to do now for 5 or 10 minutes is show you the proof.
You're welcome to show me
the evidence. Yeah. You are then, you have to act on that evidence. That is your job.
We don't have to do anything.
Well, you do, because we swore an oath to protect the people from harm and death.
But we will take a look at what you're showing us, and then we will make a decision.
Thank you.
As to whether we act, we won't be made to act, shall we say.
Okay.
Like I said, we are more than happy to facilitate you being here and for you to say the case.
I would like you to see the evidence.
That's fine.
Because then you can make an informed decision.
I need to speak to a couple of people, because we've got more people coming.
Yes.
Because like I said, it is still a lawful practice at this moment in time.
Yeah.
We have to facilitate people's rights if they want to be vaccinated. We have to allow that. As much as we have to allow your right to be here.
But when you know that these people are not getting informed consent and the evidence is showing serious harm.
As you will well know, I am working off the legislation that is in front of me today.
Yeah.
For example, cannabis is illegal today. I deal with it like that. If it's illegal tomorrow, I deal with it differently, don't I?
I have no bias.
I just do
so
what
you
the law
are
states.
Independent. You are independent. Yeah. You don't work for the government, you're independent, you work for the people.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you evidence, which is proof, and that evidence will hopefully change your mind and you will realise that...
It's not a case of changing my mind.
Okay.
And this is where
if I can show you that harm, injury, and death is being caused, you have a duty, we have a moral and ethical duty, you have a professional duty to stop that harm, injury and death.
But as much as you could show me some things someone else could come to me in 10 minutes time and show me something on the contrary.
They're more than
which
well
is why, which is why we have to be
but
this down
is
the
this is government data. So nobody else is going to come with different data from the government.
But that's still not going to change the legislation here today, is it, for us to enact anything on what has happened?
If you know that harm, injury and death is being caused, it doesn't matter what legislation is in place, you have a professional moral obligation to stop that harm, injury and death. That is your moral obligation. You're professionally paid to do that, to protect the people. These people are not being protected. That is your duty.
The legislation was actually facilitating a criminal act.
In your opinion? Okay, so the data might suggest it, but it's still an opinion.
Is anybody coming here as a sergeant or anything?
I believe they're on the way, so I would certainly have to make sure.
Just turned off.
Yeah, they're just constables like myself.
Okay.
So, like I said, we're facilitating both sides, aren't we?
Okay. Rather than keep going around in circles, I'm happy if somebody of rank does.
We can sit down and we can share.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. I'll try and get hold of my inspector.
Please understand one thing, please. The evidence is overwhelming, and these things must be withdrawn. These are weapons against the people, every single one of us. We're not leaving today. We have to make sure that something is done to protect the public.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
We need you to do the same.
Let me get on the radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
What sort of means do you aim to use in order to achieve what you want?
Right. We would like you to unite with us as police officers that have sworn your oath to serve the people of this country. And we want you to assist us in providing a secure chain of custody for those violence.
So, you work for us, and we pay you your money.
We've come in peace and love, and so you're looking to protest basically. We're not protesting.
Okay.
If we have to, we can use reasonable force.
You're making
as is our right. As Mark, if you want to go and speak to Mark as a former police officer, speak your lingo.
Okay.
We have every single right to close this vaccine centre down, and there's children currently in there possibly taking a gene editing bioweapon that is harmful.
Right, okay. All right. I need to give time to my colleagues, but thanks for the information. Appreciate it.
Cheers. We're here to work with you, folks, not against you. We need your help.
We're just having some conversations now.
Thank you very much.
You're not listening to all. You're not hearing like all these people dropping dead. This sudden death syndrome.
Friends and
you know
family.
What I mean?
No sudden.
All these people getting cancers coming along. People getting cancer, aggressive cancers within Within weeks they're dying. Within months they're dying. It's stage four. You know?
You must know deep down, sir, there must be something deep down.
Something must be in your soul telling you that things aren't right.
It's just
another human to another human.
No, I mean, the exit sticks. One bears and four of the discs.
Yeah.
It's through a week at a 5-year ratio.
Myocarditis, pericarditis, yeah. Cancers, heart attacks.
Yeah. I got a 27-year-old buddy that's now disabled. And he was supposed to do
something. And that's what we care about. That's what we're here, you know? Yeah. That's what we care. We just care about everyone, yeah? And we don't want any more harm to be done. Yeah? And that's the only reason we're here. We don't want to cause any hassle, no trouble. But this needs to be looked at, but it's being overlooked, pushed back.
Yeah.
You know, it's criminal. Yeah. It's criminal. It's the biggest crime. And when, you know, a Nuremberg Trials 2 is going to happen.
Yeah, well, we've got.
They are going to happen. Nuremberg Trials are going to happen again. And if people, anyone like yourselves, you don't stand up now and say something.
We'll
be in front of these trials and you will not be able to use defence, I was just doing my job, because that never worked before and it won't happen again.
It works for us. If one of those children gets injured, or worse still, drops dead, you are complicit in the crime. Okay, so I'm putting that on notice right now to all of you.
And that's all you think? Okay.
Well, that's your opinion, not the other people.
But there's an 8,200% increase in the death rates from January last year to March this year in 10 to 14 years. 45,000 people have died within 72 hours of taking this vaccine. Look on the government website, 2,000 deaths, 1.3 million adverse reactions. How much more information do you need?
Absolutely, you've got the right to do so. There's no problem as well.
Your inspector.
Inspector Lippia, yeah, Concord Police Station, okay. Is it Mark? Is it yes. Voice for you, Mark?
Hello. What's your first name?
Ricky.
Hello, Ricky.
Hello, all right.
Thank you for coming.
That's absolutely no problem. Go on. More than happy to listen. My colleague's given me a briefing, but I'll give you your opportunity to say what you need to. No problem at all.
Thank you very much. Evidence has now come out from the government that these vaccines are causing harm, injury and death on a huge scale. The government hasn't done the right thing by withdrawing them. A Dr. Asim Malhotra, who's an eminent consultant cardiologist based in London, has over the last 9 months produced a peer-reviewed paper. That peer-reviewed paper was released on Tuesday to the public. It was also released to the press. It's a very damning peer-reviewed paper. He's calling for an immediate removal of all vaccines because of the harm, injury and death they're causing. They're causing more damage than COVID itself, and that is never right. On the same day, the World Council for Health also supported this document, and they too, and their doctors, have demanded the vaccines are stopped immediately. Likewise, five doctors went to Downing Street on Tuesday, and they too produced this document and said, you've got to stop this vaccine rollout. So we've been waiting for the government to do the right thing. They haven't. People are coming in here today and all over the country are being injected with something, a poison, that is causing harm, injury and death on the scale that is unprecedented. I'm not expecting you to go through every document that we brought today, that would be unrealistic. But what I can do is I can show you government data that is new and fresh. I can show you a 4-minute video from the doctor himself that is showing and explaining these things are dangerous, they are toxic and they have to be withdrawn. We are here today as peaceful, we're good people, we're here out of love, respect and to protect our fellow man from the harm, injury and death. We are all devastated to see so many children coming in here today. The data is through the roof about the harms it's causing. We don't want any more children to suffer, we don't want anybody else to suffer. What you will see is alarming. We want these vaccines stopped. They are a weapon. They are not doing anything medically. That is now proof and we have that today. And you as a police officers, all of you police constables, have a duty to protect the public from harm, injury and death. These things are causing harm, injury and death on a massive scale. We understand legislation. I understand you've got rules, you've got regulations, I understand you have to follow orders. However, when those orders become unlawful and people are knowingly being hurt, your duty is to the people, not to the government and not to your bosses. You swore an oath. That oath was to be independent, protect us from harm, injury and death and loss. Today, people are walking into that room and they're walking into a situation of Russian roulette. We're demanding that that pistol is removed. These vials are taken into police custody, into detained property, because they are part of a really evil and wicked crime against humanity, against every single man, woman and child in the United Kingdom. This might sound far-fetched, however, the evidence fully supports what I've just said. I'm not here because I'm crazy. I'm not here because I've got nothing better to do. I'm here because I care. I care about you. I care about everybody here, my children and my grandchildren. These things are causing so much harm. The public is not being told the truth. And that's why we're here today.
That's fine. As you rightly pointed out, it is unreasonable to review all of that. Yeah. I'm not proposing to do that. No. I'm more than happy to go through some of the key stuff. Thank you. 4 minute video. Yeah. No problem whatsoever, okay? I think we need to just manage some expectations at this moment in time, though. Clearly, you have a right to protest, okay?
We're not protesting.
That is what it is in the format that you are here, okay? So that's fine. Absolutely, as everyone is doing now, you've got a right. We have a positive duty to make sure that is a peaceful protest. No jam with that. So whilst we do that, let's stick with that. Let's not go into any other reams whatsoever. I'm willing to listen and have a conversation with that.
That's great. Thank you very much.
What they decide to do in regards to if the vaccinations are still rolling at this precise moment, okay, yeah, is down to them if they choose to roll that and stuff, okay? At this moment, though, I'm led to believe that's now stopped, okay? So we've got no rush for anything at this time, okay? But I'm also going to manage expectations. I'm not here all day and night to read loads of paper, but I'm more than happy to listen to the key stuff and watch some videos.
You're talking to a retired policeman, so I understand exactly the dynamics of
it. I will talk to everyone the same. No disrespect at all. I'm equal, the same as you.
No, I mean, I understand the dynamics.
That's absolutely fine. Obviously, we also have to be respectful that everything we do falls under the human rights as well, don't we?
Yes.
So you've got some protection here. You've got 9, 10, 11 potentially that you want to do in regards to you want to have like your assembly here, you want to have your protests and stuff like that. Equally, you've got Article 8 that we need to be mindful of, that we need to be looking to consider. Other people have a right to their own family private life as well, don't we? Yes. Option. So we need to be respectful of that. One person's human rights, I think 16, I might be wrong on that, so don't quote me on it, cannot interfere with another individual's. So we all have to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your viewpoint. I'm here to be balanced and independent, to also the silent majority over there and listen to other staff and go and speak to people. We have to respect that.
Okay.
I will put it out there straight away. I'm not here to tell you that, yes, absolutely, I've listened to you and I'm going to go and take those vaccines and that's going to go. I'm not saying that isn't an option. I'm just telling you up right this moment, that's not first on my agenda, okay? I'm being clear. I'm more than happy to be reasonable and take some time and go over things.
Thank you very much.
But we are, as you said, we are independent. A lot of data and research has been done. If legislation needs checked and tested, clearly the right people are trying to do that. The format of trying to get other legislation and trying to force it through another way isn't necessarily going to achieve the right end goal that you wish to get at this stage. All right?
Yeah.
What was it you want to show me and point out the key bits from there to start with?
What I'll first do, this is only 4 minutes. This was released on Wednesday. This is Dr. Asim Malhotra.
Okay.
He's the eminent cardiologist from London. He's done the 9-month review.
Right.
Okay. So.
Data which is also replicated in Israel with an increase in heart attacks and sudden cardiac death in people aged between 16 and 39, specifically related to the COVID mRNA vaccines and not related to COVID. In part two of the paper, I aim to get to the root cause to understand why authorities and sections of the medical profession supported unethical, coercive, and misinformed policies such as vaccine mandates and vaccine passports, defining the principles of ethical, evidence-based medicine and informed consent. These regrettable actions are the symptom of the medical misinformation mess, the tip of a mortality iceberg where prescribed medications are now estimated to be the third most common cause of death after heart disease and cancer. Guardians that are supposed to protect the public are in fact funded by the very corporations that stand to gain the sale of those medications. A failure of public health messaging has also resulted in wanton waste of resources and a missed opportunity to help individuals lead healthier lives through relatively simple, low-cost lifestyle changes. In conclusion of both papers, there is a strong scientific, ethical, and moral case to be made that COVID-19 vaccines rollout must stop immediately until raw data has been released for fully independent scrutiny. Looking to the future, the medical and public health professionals must recognize and eschew the tainted dollar of the medical industrial complex.
I wash my hands, dry my hands.
It will take a long time for the test on trust in these institutions. But the future and the health of both the medical profession and humanity depend on it. To read both papers, which are free and open access, please visit insulinresistance.org. Thank you.
Isn't he double jabbed as well, Mark?
Yeah.
So he's not an anti-vaxxer.
This is Dr. Malhotra.
Yes.
So that's that. He's double vaccinated. His father died from the vaccine. He's done 9 months of research. He's come out on Tuesday. He's gone to the government departments and said, please stop this vaccine. It's causing serious issues with everybody's health, especially in the children. And you heard there, 16 to 39.
What response did he get from that at that point?
Right. I would also like to show you just, you don't need to read it, I'm just going to show you. I'm in contact with Dr. Malhotra.
Okay.
At his request, he's asked me, would I send his papers to the relative departments, and you can see from here the emails, there's trees to coffee, this is from me, to all the various groups, and I CC Dr. Malhotra in it. And it's
where is Dr. Malhotra based then?
He's based in London.
In London, okay.
Yeah.
And these are local MPs and stuff?
No, you'll see, sorry. So it's the Right Honourable Theresa Coffey, MP Secretary for Health and Social Care, the Right Honourable Maggie Thropp, MP Minister for Vaccine and Public Health, Dame June Rain, Chief Executive of the MHRA, Department of the Defective Medicines Reporting Centre at the MHRA, Dame Jenny Harries, Chief Executive of the UK Health and Security Agency, and Lord David Pryor, Chairman of the NHS, and finally, Shamila Nabrajahani, OBE, who's the National Institute for Health and Care. They've been made aware. They've been sent that document.
Yeah. And when was that? When did you do that?
That was sent on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Also to the Metropolitan Police. That was sent to Inspector McManus, to the Force Control Room, and Tor Garnett, the Detective Superintendent at Hammersmith Police Station.
Okay.
They have refused to stop the vaccination rollout, despite the evidence. Now, this is the latest documents from the NHS. They're saying they're safe and effective. Safe and effective. Pregnant women, they're saying it's safe and effective. We can now prove it's not safe and effective for pregnant women. So this is blatant misinformation public again. That's Dr. Malhotra's paper. I don't need you to read it. I'm just showing you that it does exist.
Okay.
Okay. This is from Dr. Scott Youngblood. This was dated the 13th of September. This is an American doctor who did a slideshow for the government. In this information, he's showing the efficacy of the vaccine. It's not 95%. It's 0.84%. So they've lied about the vaccine efficacy.
Go back to your doctor's paper. That's Pfizer specific, wasn't it? Is that just specific to the Pfizer vaccines?
That's the original Pfizer trial.
Yeah.
But they all jumped onto the back of that, including Moderna. This is the more people that are vaccinated. So if you look here in Israel, Lebanon and Jordan, I appreciate we're in the UK, but it's relative. Fully vaccinated people are getting more sick once they've had the vaccine. That should not be happening.
It kills your immune system.
United States, the more people that are vaccinated, the more people are getting sick. This is raw data from the US. This is the European data. The more people are being vaccinated, the more people are getting sick. This is Europe's database. This is the worst part. The efficacy, it's showing that after 1 to 5 months after the second dose, it's actually going into negative efficacy, which means it's harming you. The vaccines are harming people after 5 months. This is the three different efficacies. So there's your Delta, there's your Omicron, there's your Omicron, the second wave. So it's going up, and then after a couple of weeks, it's shooting down, it's becoming negative, and it's starting to harm people. This is the Pfizer and Moderna. This is in Denmark, and it's showing here, after 5 months, it's minus 76% effective, which means it's harming you. And this is their raw data showing it's going under the zero. This is what we're finding across the world. This is the UK, Office of National Statistics, raw data from our own UK. Three doses, you're 450% likely to have an infection after you've had the vaccine. 450% after you've been vaccinated. So all this safe and effective is a lie. This is from the UK. The blue is people who have been vaccinated. The orange is people who haven't been vaccinated. So if you're unvaccinated, you're safe. If you're vaccinated, you're in harm's way. So this is all government data. This is not my data. Again here, he's proven that after 5 months efficacy of the vaccine, it's going into negative. It's harming people. It's affecting your immune system and causing serious issues. And this one is very, what they're saying is the flu vaccine, every year they try and modify it to find out what kind of
the new strain. Yeah.
What they're telling us is that after 8 months, they were able to produce a vaccine that they haven't been able to produce for 60 years that's effective. And they're telling us they've done it in 8 months. We now know that's a lie because they're not safe and effective, because the data's showing us that. In America, this come out the 1st of September. The American government's now saying, recommendations no longer differentiate based on a person's vaccination status because breakthrough infections occur, though they are generally mild, and persons who have had COVID-19 but are not vaccinated have some degree of protection. So they're now saying, whether you're vaccinated or not, we treat everybody the same. So that is also a major breakthrough. So if you've had three or four doses, people who have been admitted to intensive care unit, 173, deaths 51, three doses deaths 52, two doses deaths 8. If you've had no dose and you're unvaccinated, one person admitted to ICU.
What are those numbers from? And data stream? Where have you got that from? Over what time period?
This is from the WWF. This is from the Health New South Wales. This is from Australia.
Right.
So, and this is week 35, 3rd of September 2022. So it's all referenced there. These are the different countries around the world. These are what's called the yellow card scheme. You report an adverse event. This is from six different countries, and it's showing millions and millions of adverse reactions, harm, and the deaths, and they're going into the hundreds of thousands. And this is from all around the world.
You can check that one on Google right now, sir. It'll take less than 2 minutes.
The ultimate outcome in any pandemic is all-cause mortality should be lower. What we have now finding is all-cause mortality to death is going up and up. An audience 22, it's at 535. So this is age-adjusted. That's the line. We are now going over what is the excess deaths. It's now into the 40 and 50,000s because of the vaccine since 2021. So this doctor's conclusion, we cannot vaccinate our way out of it. And the final part is, a reasonable person must ask if mass vaccination with a leaky vaccine has paradoxically worsened the pandemic. That's brief. This is the most significant document.
Yep.
This is the Lighthouse News.
You just read me a few minutes ago.
This was released on August the 29th. This is all government data. And everything's checkable. And what they've done is they've put all the links in. So who's talking, sorry?
Civvies.
All right, no, I beg your pardon. June 2022, monthly excess mortality in Europe.
Sorry, this is a world report as opposed to local government.
But it
links in.
It links in. So the different colour scheme is the excess deaths. So that's just giving you a colour graph.
Yeah.
And it explains it in detail. So it keeps peaking. It's peaking again. Number of deaths in England and Wales, the 5-year average. Number of deaths following COVID-19 vaccination in England, this is dated from January 2021 to May 2022. That's the average. That's where we are now. It's going through the roof and it's because of the vaccine. One in every 73 people, vaccinated people, were dead by May 2022. That's huge. That is cause for concern. COVID-19 vaccines are at least 75 times deadlier than every other vaccine combined. So take every other vaccine since the end of the 1800s, put them all together, the COVID vaccine is causing 75 times more death than every other vaccine in history. We have got a problem, and it's not because of COVID, it's because of the vaccine. This is government data, this is all government statistics. Our own government.
I don't think that.
Yeah. So again, number of deaths reported, adverse reactions, it's going through the roof. Mortality rates are lowest amongst the unvaccinated in every single age group. So all this, we're protecting ourselves with the vaccine, it's a lie, it's a blatant lie. It takes approximately 5 months for COVID-19 vaccine to kill thousands. This is the data here, so they're the vaccinated, the unvaccinated. So the vaccine is killing more people statistically. COVID-19 vaccine is weakening the immune system. That's why people have to keep having boosters. They're not having boosters because the vaccines are failing and they're harming people. And I'm going to go through to the end part. 9 in every 10 COVID-19 deaths in 2022 has been amongst the vaccinated population. That's government extrapolated data. This is where we have a huge concern. Newborn baby deaths are at critical levels and birth rates are falling. So we're having less children. There is now infertility issues because of the vaccines. Menstrual issues, deaths of babies, miscarriages, they're going through the roof because it's all post-vaccination. And the evidence is also documented in all the government data, all the graphs, the source of the information, it's all checkable on the government website. COVID-19 vaccine increases the risk of suffering a miscarriage by 1,517%. 4,113 child deaths following COVID-19 vaccines. That's horrific. COVID-19 increases the risk of developing cancer. Look at this. That's the flu vaccines. This is the COVID vaccine. This is number of miscarriages suffered as an adverse reaction per 1 million doses administered. That's the flu vaccine. Look at it. It's gone through the roof. Again, number of adverse events related to cancer. That's the flu vaccine. This is since the COVID vaccine.
And is that UK data?
This is UK, yeah. And UK, America, around the world, this is happening.
In fact, I'm on Google, sir. You do it right now on my smartphone view.
Number of cancer cases per 100,000 doses administered, flu vaccines 2008 to 2020, it's virtually non-existent for cancer. Since the COVID vaccination, it's going off the chart. 90% of COVID-19 vaccinated pregnant women lost their baby, but your government and medicine regulators choose to ignore the data. It's their data. These things are lethal. So that's just one.
That's fine. And I don't doubt that. 2 seconds while I remember a couple of things before. Yeah. As your friends quite rightly pointed out, I'm sure I can Google some of that.
Everything.
The problem you've highlighted is significant over years, 30, yeah. And you're saying there is deaths in van. And I don't doubt the data, strange, yeah, that you've got. Clearly, I'm sure if you had someone sat on the other side of the fence, they will come up with some other data.
But they can't, because that's from the government.
What I'm saying is, comparing like for like against countries when we've got other different types of living conditions and other issues.
I understand that.
That's what we've got to care for. I could look that data up, on Google right now, okay, and check and test that, which would take me time to check the verity of the source and stuff. Yeah. But equally, again, in this country, that data should have been reviewed by World Health Organization, NHS and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that data, as you rightly pointed out, is available free on charge for Google, which again, is free for every member of the public in this country if they choose to do so.
Yeah,
so no one is forcing, Barry, I will come back to you in two seconds, no one is forcing people to be here to take that thing. And I'm just trying to put in things that we have to have that balance in between everything. Yeah. And I don't doubt that data that you're providing. And anything and with an increase in death is a concern.
You've listened to Dr. Asim Malhotra.
Yeah.
Would you like to speak to him now on the phone?
Not right now, because it won't impact it. We can have a conversation, it needs to be...
He's confirming all of this, he's telling you this.
I get that, but we've also got to balance that we pay people in this country, whether we like it or choose it or not, to do the research and make decisions for us. If we agree or disagree, we have processes that we can range to go against it, don't we?
Yeah.
But we have bodies that have sat for the last 2-3 years, haven't we, reviewing whether that's daily occurrences or not. There should still be something in regards to that. I will come to you, I've not forgot you, don't panic. So... I also can take one person's word against other data that I haven't got available to me, if that makes sense. So I just need to be balanced. Absolutely, go on.
Your thought process is flawed.
Okay.
Severely flawed. When we came in here, there was children in there that couldn't possibly be given informed consent because no one has been given informed consent. Your role as a police officer, same as it was with mine in the military, was to protect people.
Absolutely.
You work for us. We pay your wages.
I pay tax as well, so equally I pay my own wages. So it doesn't just go with that, does it? But
you work for us. Your oath is to us to serve us. Same as it was when I was in the military. The only reason I'm wearing my beret is because I know there's good people in the military still, as there is in the police force. It only takes one good person to make the right decision on the right day to change everything.
Absolutely.
We are not going to leave here until this is stopped. You can see by the evidence, it's irrefutable, it's damning. This stops today. There is no question, there is no debate. My father died 3 weeks after having his vaccination. This is not personal to me at all. This is about children here and around the world. This stops today.
And I appreciate your viewpoint.
No,
that's fine. I'm going to come back at you, whether you choose to listen to it or not.
But first of all, I will come back to you.
This is a two-way conversation. What I will say is, we are the police, and we are in charge, and we'll make the decision.
Please.
I won't be bided by threats that this will end now.
It's not a threat.
I'm being reasonable, and I will absolutely consider everyone's human rights, and I'm listening to your data, We don't need to be making threats. The vaccinations have stopped, so you at this moment in time have achieved what you want.
Great.
Give me some time, and we will have an honest debate, but we don't need to escalate it.
Do you have children?
Absolutely, I have two children. I'm not going to go into a personal stuff. I do have two children as well.
200% increase in the death rates of 10 to 14 year olds from January last year to March this year. Fact.
I'm not arguing that, absolutely.
So we have a moral duty, you have a moral duty, a professional duty, an ethical duty to do the right thing. This has to stop today because regardless, it will stop. If you don't stop this today, sir, you will be complicit in the gravest crimes against humanity as of now if you don't stop this.
Can I ask you a question? You've seen this data and this evidence, do you feel yourself as though you were properly informed about, to give consent? Were you properly informed?
I'm here in my role as a police officer at this stage. Yeah. My personal opinion is irrelevant to it. I'm here in the capacity as a police officer to be independent, to listen to both sides of the story and evaluate stuff. But you presented your data. Yeah. On the flip side, I haven't got anything else against that at this moment in time. My personal viewpoint is away from the uniform. At the moment, I'm independent and I'm working as an independent person listening to both sides of the story.
I'm just basically saying, do bear in mind when you're saying people are giving their consent. Consent has been gained by fraud, clearly by fraud. Because
there's parental responsibility, isn't there, for parents, for their child. They make the best decision what they choose to do in regards to everything, whether that is school education, what school they go to, how they decide to bring them up in upbringing, what food they give them, all those sorts of things is all down to the parent, and it's the same with any NHS vaccination.
Inspector, can I come back to you when you're
ready? Absolutely.
Excuse me a minute.
Okay.
You are correct about we have regulatory bodies you are right, we have federations, we have these people that we entrust and we pay to do the right thing in evaluating the sets, just to make you aware. Sir Stephen House, the Acting Commissioner at Metropolitan Police, and Mr. Andy Cook, the Chief of Her Majesty's Inspectorate and Constabulary, was given all the relevant information.
Yeah.
All the relevant information,
can
documentation.
Tell 7470 to stop pointing me. Just tell them I'm keeping
the MHRA June Rain has been given all this information. Their reply, we're refusing to comment at this stage. Okay, the UK Health and NHS and all the agency, your UK Health Agency, their reply to this is we're refusing to discuss or comment on this case, particular issue. So I've been to the police in the Metropolitan Police, December of 2021. You may recall there was a crime number raised. It was going around the country. You may or may not know about that.
I was aware there was one.
Okay, that was me, Mark Sexton. I was with the two doctors. It was us that got that crime number.
Yeah.
We've produced thousands and thousands of documents, and after 8 weeks, the Metropolitan Police said no crimes were identified, despite the fact that we had 400 witnesses, 400 victims, doctors from all over the world. It was a sham. They now are under investigation for corroding the course of justice because they did not look at the data, they did not look at the evidence, and they did not contact any of the witnesses or any of the victims. So that is in the throes.
Yeah.
So the IOPC are not doing what they're supposed to do. Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary are not doing what they're supposed to do. The police are not doing what they're supposed to do.
60.
I've also, in September of 2021, I was part of a team of 16 people who went to a meeting with Sir Graham Brady in London. He's the senior MP of the Conservative Party.
Okay.
The meeting was with 16 world experts, professors, doctors, immunologists, virologists from all over the world, including Dr. Peter McCullough, who's the world lead on cardiology. He told, and everybody told, independently as a collective, we had barristers there, lawyers there as well. They made it clear, these vaccines have to be withdrawn. You, sir, in your capacity, have to go into Parliament, and you have to withdraw these because they are causing harm, injury and death on a massive scale. We're a year on, that harm, injury and death should have, could have been avoided. The MPs are not taking care of the people. The regulatory bodies are not taking care of the people. The police are not taking care of the people. We, in our capacity as free men and women,
frustrated.
We have a right in law. Your law is our law. Our law is your law. We know that harm, injury and death is being caused. We've got the data. We've been doing this for 2.5 years. The government knows. The police know. Senior police, not you personally. The NHS knows. And all these people know the harms that are being caused, and they're continuing to push a vaccine they know is causing harm, injury and death, a vaccine they know does not work, a vaccine that does not protect you, does not stop transmission, that is negative efficacy, and people are taking their sixth dose. It's a lie. The information is here. Pregnant women are losing their babies. Elderly are dying. People are suffering heart attacks all over the world on the football pitch, athletes. We're all seeing it. They're blaming everything else. They're blaming too much sun. They're blaming shoveling the snow.
Tea's too strong.
They're blaming your tea's too strong. They're blaming everything else, but nobody's. The problem is the vaccine. Dr. Malhotra spent 9 months with all of the doctors, including Dr. Mike Eden, former vice president of Pfizer. He's screaming from the rooftops. Dr. Robert Malone is American. He was part of the mRNA vaccine. He's telling the world, stop the vaccine rollout. It's causing spike proteins. It's affecting the whole body. It's supposed to stay in the muscle. It's not. We've now got funeral directors and the embalmers finding horrific things in people's bodies. These things are deadly. They are toxic. They are dangerous. They must be stopped. We need the police to take these bioweapons, because they're not a vaccine, because they don't work. They cause more harm. Take them into detained property, stop the rollout. The evidence is here. I stand on my word and everybody else's. I've done so much research. I've had that much involvement with the police, with government, with ministers, with all the regulatory bodies. I've got that much information, I would blow your mind. I put my police head on as an investigator and I look at the evidence and I'm staggered. That the police, who we entrust to protect us from harm, injury and death, still allow this disgusting weapon to be inflicted on our defenceless children and our elderly.
So with regards to that, you've gone to the Met and you've spoken to them. So when, obviously, the COVID-19 legislation came out in regulations and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
They set up a centre, the Met leading it with our College of Policing, okay, and we're reviewing the logistics around all that and yeah. the complications that that caused. Okay. As you've rightly said, you've highlighted it to them, you've gone in and done that, and they've done an 8-week investigation and come back and said there's no crime.
They didn't investigate
it. Okay, I apologize. They've had it for 8 weeks yeah. and then they've responded to them. Okay, I don't yeah. know, so that's yeah. fine. The difficulty you're asking me now to respond to that document, that you've got all the documents in the videos,
yeah.
and to override what has already been done and achieved that you are rightly entitled to do by appealing and complaining yeah. the process to them, okay?
Which has all been ignored and gaslighted, everything.
And this is what needs escalating.
And they're still under special measures.
The Met are now in special measures.
Yeah. yeah, amongst a couple of other forces as well.
Yeah.
Yes. I acknowledge that, that's no problem. the difficulty we're in here at this moment in time is I have your data that are freely available that I can check and test, no problem whatsoever, but I don't have the other side. So at the moment it's been deemed in this country.
You do have the other side, yeah, this is from the government.
Yeah, this is the government. But it's why they've made this and continue to roll them out and said that in this country it's a lawful rollout.
Yeah.
That's what I don't have, because they will have to have a balance. There's a balance lack with everything we do, and there's a risk with everything we take, and it's coming yeah. out of the house on day one is a risk. That is what I need to also be able to see. That is what I would hope and what should have happened when they reviewed stuff previously, okay? Should have been done and dusted.
Was
and
it?
If it hasn't, was that's it? What you need to keep escalating and doing. You're doing all the right things, and your facts are good.
I can't escalate it any further.
Because you're not getting back to it.
Nobody's getting back to me. We ended up having to go to Charing Cross Police Station on the 20th of July with new evidence, significant evidence. We ended up having to fight with the police just to give the evidence, and four people ended up being arrested.
Right.
This evidence is horrific.
And we don't need to be doing that, do we? There's different ways of everything we can deal with.
So this new evidence now,
yeah.
as of Tuesday, is even more proof that harm, injury and death is being caused, and the vaccines have to be stopped. So that crime number has to be reopened due to the new evidence. That's the protocol.
Okay.
When you, as you are aware, and I don't mean that sarcastically.
Just a conversation in flow of words, it's fine.
If a case is closed, the criminal investigation is closed,
yeah.
and then new evidence comes to light,
okay.
that criminal investigation is reopened, correct?
It can be reopened, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Or, if new evidence comes to light and that case is closed, you can start a new criminal investigation based on the evidence that you've seen today. You can do that. Crimes have been identified.
But all this data that you're quoting, and you've been up and you've had meetings and stuff, and you've said you've had responses, some of that
I haven't had responses.
Whether it's from the Met saying that we've sat on it for 8 weeks, or in your opinion, or not investigated
in February,
your opinion.
Yeah,
was February.
Yeah.
Some of this data is September, and some of it is August, so clearly that's new. What yeah. of that information is new? Obviously the video is new this week. Has any of that gone back to the initial crime reference number to the Met to say, are you now aware of this new available evidence?
Okay, so yes, every single thing has been sent to the Metropolitan Police.
Okay.
I think
is that what the inspector was there, and you said, and you've got the force control in there?
Inspector McManus, I've explained.
Is that who you've previously been in consultation yeah. with? Okay.
And what their answer to me is, we've told you we're not investigating it, and that's it. So it doesn't matter what evidence I produce, we produce, they are saying we're not investigating. They can't not investigate crime.
Yeah. And that's a balance. They've also got to have the laws to go alongside it. But I can't go and speak for them. That's a Met thing that you need to have a complaint in regards to the Met,
yeah.
because they were the ones who were collating and working with the government and working with NHS and working out how it's going to impact on the police.
The reference number is related to complaints made to the IOPC. This
yeah.
is from the 4th of February 2022. That's the Metropolitan Police, that's Warwickshire Police, that's West Midlands Police. There's also a complaint made on March the 30th, 2022, perverting the course of justice. That's the reference number there. CAD number 1879 and the 30th. All that's been done to death. Guess what? No, they will not contact. They will not contact me. They will not engage. They will not speak to any of the world experts, any of the doctors, any of the victims, any of the witnesses. This is a cover-up of the worst and highest proportions. We are victims of our government's policy and an agenda that is so evil and wicked. We're seeing it with the results here. I understand that you can't just go and do this and you can't go and do that. I understand that. But today, right here, right now, I'm telling you and your colleagues, these things are lethal. The evidence is suggesting it. No child died from COVID-19. We've got an 8,200% increase in children dead after the vaccine. This is a weapon. This is causing significant harm. It has to be removed from society. We remove it, and then we evaluate. And if they want to bring it back in after the evaluation, okay, so be it. But they're not evaluating. They're not looking at the data. They're not listening to the experts.
So even after all the meetings that you've had,
yeah,
you still feel that no one is taking it ongoing reviews still?
They're not interested. Okay. It's vaccine. And the evidence here shows we're on the sixth dose. Why? Because it doesn't work.
And that's that's for people's individual thing. If they're on the sixth dose and they think they need it, that's
But they're being lied to. It's a lie. They're not being told the truth. This is misinformation.
And all this is public domain, and the way that you're going about it, and I admire the fact that you've gone to do, and you're trying that through the right channels, and you are frustrated, there's no doubt about it. You're trying everything.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, and not getting what we want from it. Legislation change, the whole out on the rollout, or any actual response where you feel there's a level of acceptability for a reasonable investigation or something like that?
Well, I have to go to what Dr. Asim Malhotra said, who's one of our leading cardiologists in this country. He's saying these vaccines are damaging the heart. He's saying that. His paper has been released. It's been given to the government.
Yeah.
It's gone to the media.
But it's not a compulsory thing that the government's done. So they've said they're allowed as a lawful rollout. It's the same criteria that people can come and choose if they wish to do so to have.
They're not getting informed consent. They're not being told. In law, the Nuremberg Code states if you are given a medication, you have to be told the pros and the cons. People are not being told the devastation that these things are causing.
Not the mention, a lot of us got lied to at the beginning. It was get the jab or lose your job. And now the majority is jabbed out. Now they're kind of just going through the motions to get everybody to go through.
And that's a different thing with your workplace. That's an issue you need to take up with them, isn't it? Because that's obviously their policy internally. That wasn't a national thing, wasn't it, for that?
You're missing a fundamental point. This was orchestrated by governments all around the world. This was a genocidal attack, democide. Every government around the world is complicit. There has been a military global alliance in the background. There are lots of other things that have been going on, children being rescued. There's a massive problem within the UK. 112,000 children a year get taken, 8 million children a year worldwide. You have a moral, ethical duty today to stop all of this. If you don't, the media will be taken down, the truth will be told, and you will be complicit, as I've said before, in the gravest crimes against humanity. It takes one good man to do the right thing. Today is your day, sir.
Today is your day, sir. Be that man.
Stop. Okay, so I'm listening. I'm going to go and speak to them as well and work out what's going to happen. There's two sides of it. I'm listening to yours. I'm going to go do it. It is stopped at this moment in time. Yeah. That's why it's happening.
Because regardless of the outcome of the Med investigation or anything else, this crime, you know, murder and serious assault and battery is happening in Bristol, and that's on your watch. So regardless of any other constabulary's investigation and dismissal of our evidence, you know, it's on you personally as a force to protect the people of this city.
We need you guys. We need you. Because it's happening to your colleagues. My colleagues are dropping dead in Warwickshire.
Mind you, sir.
My colleagues are dropping dead. From these vaccines.
27 years old.
My body counts up to 30-something now, people from the age of 40 up to 70.
Heart attacks, it's all happening.
We can't hide this any longer. We all know.
It's not even a case of hiding. If you know enough people, are you telling me you don't know anybody that's passed lately?
I know your intention is you want it to stop, which it has stopped anyway at this time. In regards to it, were you looking to have a process to educate people that will come in here?
Yes. We're going to have a video after this.
Have you got the that you were looking to distribute out?
We've done all that. We need a video for a while, sir. We need to do that.
It needs to be mandatory that the information is
one at a time, please.
Oh, yeah. We've got a plan.
I mean, it needs to be mandatory that this place provides real information so people are making real informed choices and giving real consent. They need to know the death statistics, they need to know the substance.
I'm not going to lie, I don't know the internet of what goes through, what they're available to in conditions prior to booking an appointment.
I'm not arguing stuff.
That's what I'm going to speak to them to try and find out to see what that is.
So, with the evidence being provided today,
yes.
This is currently a crime scene. Right.
It's not our opinion, sir.
This is a crime scene.
It needs to be taken.
This is a world-renowned expert, sir.
The violence needs to be taken.
The The vitals are locked away and they're secure at this stage. Okay?
Right, so you need to provide
them at this moment in time because we've also got the things that if we decide, and they are at this moment in time deemed lawful, if we say that we're not taking them, I also need to be satisfied that you want me to take them, okay? I also, as a police officer, have to retain evidential property, if that's what you want to label it as, okay, in the correct manner.
Yeah.
Therefore, can I store that if I chose to take it right this second? So at the moment, it's locked away and it's stored correctly, all right? So if I choose to take it, I could get sued and the force could get sued because of the value of them, okay, and we're not storing it properly. So we've also got other considerations, so I'm not dismissing everything, is what I'm saying.
So you're in agreement that currently this is a crime scene, there's a potential crime being committed,
I'm not saying it's a crime scene, no. I'm saying we are investigating your viewpoint, and I'm considering other viewpoints to see if that has been a crime committed. I'm not saying this is a crime scene, no, this isn't a crime scene at this moment in time.
I just need to put you on notice.
Okay.
If one more child has a vaccine on these premises and they're injured or worse still die, you are complicit in your own personal capacity for that death or injury.
And I don't want to be complicit in anyone's, okay? And I come to work to have a duty of care to everyone and
please,
I want to do the best for
everyone.
So that's it. But in regards to everyone, and I'm not being disrespectful 1 minute at all, so please don't, because I'm not necessarily the best with wording, okay? We've got 15-20 of you here,
15,
pass me your side of things, but equally when I arrive, there's probably 35 to 40 people out there that I also need to be equally understanding and aware of their expectations of what they want of me as well.
Okay. Can I tell you the doctor that provided, he worked for the US military with the Navy SEALs. He provided informed consent to every single soldier that was about to be vaccinated. 99% of the people refused the vaccine. The problem is, like Mark's highlighted, it's the informed consent that's not being given. Children can't have informed consent from parents that don't understand informed consent.
And that's a big issue that I'm not going to solve today, that we need
your duty, as much as my duty, is to protect children here.
And I'm going to go and check
children,
and work out
and
education.
All the children around the
world. If someone is booking an appointment, what is the requirement of them? What is the conditions on that?
It stops. Can I just see?
I will come back to you. Sorry.
You mentioned about opening a dialogue. Did you say you were going to speak?
I'm going to go speak to them in a second. Yeah.
I'd be interested in presenting some of the documentation.
That's down to them. If they're wishing to listen to it, then absolutely I'll ask them.
We would like that opportunity as well.
I'll ask them and give them the opportunity.
Because we're here to inform and protect. If these people are unwittingly and only giving something that they know is going to harm children and pregnant women, they're going to stop doing it.
And I'll happily ask them.
That's logic.
Inspector,
that's logic, isn't it?
Yeah. Give me two seconds. Sorry, so you can ask a question.
Well, I was going to ask you a question. I just wanted to say something really. From this air woke up, I was awake to what's going on in the world with governments and so on, but I woke up, this is all fake pandemic. I've actually been on drug trials. It can be checked. It's all documented. I had with Professor Yip at City Hospital in Birmingham. I was on a drug trial where I had to inject myself. And there's a process to how you actually do a drug trial. I don't know if you're aware of that. They normally have the animals are tested and they get the reaction to the animals. Then they do the live test, which is the humans.
Yeah.
And then if there's a problem, they obviously stop, look, readjust if they can. In my case, unfortunately, during the drug trial, I had 4 massive heart attacks. The drug trial was stopped. It wasn't waited until somebody else was taken ill. It was stopped the next day. They came to the Wolverhampton Hospital where I had surgery and they took all the paperwork away as what had caused my injuries and so on, and the drug trial was stopped. These drug trials that they're on now, they skipped the first part because the first lot of animals kicked the bucket.
Yeah.
And then they went to the drug trials straight onto the humans.
Yeah, on that point.
But how many people here knew in 2020 that you were actually taking part in a drugs trial?
Yeah.
Nobody was told it was get the vaccine. Get the vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
There has been no human trials.
It's still experimental.
Just not enough information has been given out to the public. We're here in a cool, calm capacity. Fighting for our brothers, sisters, your children, my grandchildren, and my children. You know, we don't see any more deaths and injuries. And we've all got to join together and unite. And if there is an issue, which there 100% is, somebody needs to grow a pair
and do something about it. And that person will go down in history in this country. Yeah, absolutely. Because we need somebody in the police force who's going to turn around and say, enough's enough. 43 chief constables, I believe there is, throughout the whole of the UK. 43. And they've let every single one of you men down, or women, or the police, they've let you down with their misguidance, because they've been placed there by whoever to do their job the way they want it done. And you're out on the beat, and you are now losing respect of all the people in the UK, and you know what I'm saying is true. The people are losing respect for the police. Why? Because they're trying to create the divide. That's what it's all about. We've got to unite, and we've got to work with each other. We're not here against you, or against your other constables, your officers over there. We're here because we're concerned citizens. We want our children to live freely, without force or coercion into having these jabs. And if they're going to have the jabs, make bloody well sure the parents have got the fullest information they could possibly have to make that decision. And you know, the other thing, which I'm going to bring up, because I'm heavily into paedophilia and static ritual abuse, the children in foster care, you go then to In Loco Parentis, which you know, they're being forced, they're not even being questioned, would you like the vaccine? 14 and 15 year olds, you have to have the vaccine. Why do they? Why do they?
And I didn't know that, if that is true.
I served most of the social services in Birmingham, notice of intent, and I will, if I have to, bloody arrest them eventually. Because there's a time where somebody's got to say, enough is enough, this has got to stop. Informed consent.
The time will turn.
Let me go and speak to other things. So
can I just ask one question as well?
Yes.
Are you aware of the yellow card reporting scheme? The government.
I wasn't until it came up in the notice. Okay. There, said there were six other countries when you had the six.
And there's
the documentation.
So are these things being told to these people? Are these people being shown this sort of thing, saying, look, these are the outcomes. This could happen to you if you take this, yeah?
This is hard with everything, like for education and law and stuff like that. We can always present data, we can present legislation, we can walk a horse to water, but we can't force it to read it or a horse to take water. Yeah. And that's the difficulty, isn't it?
That's the government's yellow card report. This is top two.
Probably
in January.
Probably 10% too.
Yeah.
Of the real...
And bear in mind, the government's done very much the opposite. They have to...
So do these parents know, are they shown that? And they say, excuse me, before you inject your... Before you inject your child...
No, which data do we pick to show them? And that's the thing.
This is government.
No, I get that.
This is
but in
government.
Like you said, I haven't got time to read all of that available.
But sure that
what is the key ones that we feel, you feel, government feels, or anyone else, parents feels it, is a difficult question. I'm never going to solve it.
No, but inspector.
So let me go and work out what they do ask the parents to sign.
It's now irrelevant. So, we have a weapon against the people that has to be stopped and withdrawn.
And
we have to take
stopped.
A breath.
At this moment, it stops.
UK-wide.
So,
UK-wide.
I'm only here. I would love to have that power. I'm not. I'm not the head of the NHS.
Let me do something.
For the record, can I just tell you, as I just told your officer there, that I personally served Avon and Somerset police all that documentation before the new stuff. Back in
when
March.
That March
back
was it? March. And where did you serve
in
that?
Trinity Road, the one the in
station.
Old Market.
Old Market, yeah. That's actually where you went to the front office and
showed
the
documentation. And nobody would speak to me afterwards
okay.
to check
progress. Did they take
progress.
The documentation?
They took the documentation.
Did you get a reference at all?
No, I had a film of it. I've got the film.
Yeah.
And the gentleman was very nice that I spoke to. They made me speak to him outside in the cold and read out all the stuff. And yet, nothing was progressed with that.
Okay. I'm going to find out if there's a reference for you. Are you happy whilst I go speak to them if one of my colleagues takes your details then so they can do that quick check for you? Is that all right? Why don't you just take this lady's details and just see if you can get the reference on when she came to train in regards to the details. Is that all right?
Thank you.
That's fine. I'm not calling you.
No, I'm deaf in my left ear.
So the update for today then, okay. Vaccinations have stopped and will be stopping all day long, okay. Right. That has gone out on social media and that is public knowledge. So for anybody else, I will show you. Oh, he says. There it is there, okay.
NHS Bristol and Somerset, today's vaccination clinic is closed. The next
vaccination clinic will be taking place there on Tuesday the 4th of October. Right.
Okay, so it is closed today, it is closed tomorrow,
yeah,
and it's closed Monday, okay? And they will do a review in regards to it, okay? So that's what we're having in for this one here.
So
okay?
they're going to do a review.
So I've spoken to the director of the programme rollout. She is escalating it within her side of things, okay? Yeah. So she's making her bosses aware of what's come here, and some of the evidence that you presented in regards to it, I've mentioned some of it. In regards to your request for someone to come out and listen, I can't remember who made that, was it yourself, sir, wasn't it? Okay. I've spoken to the lead nurse in charge there and the manager, okay? And what I'll say is, they said when they first came out here, again, please don't shoot the messenger, I'm just the man in the middle, okay? That the description given that there was a few of you that were all more than peaceful when happily presenting and talking, okay? But they were unhappy with one person they felt was quite intimidating and quite in their face, okay? And so much so, I believe the comment was made that the female nurse in charge said, I feel intimidated, and she then left at that point, okay? Based on that, they do not want to come out and listen to any more of your evidence because of that behaviour, unfortunately.
I never actually meant for today, I meant that we were just having a dialogue, maybe make an appointment, maybe do a PowerPoint even.
Yeah, I'll happily take your information, or if there's an email address or something, or telephone number or something you wish to provide to them, I will do it. They're not willing to come out and forward face again because that's where they fell. So that's not a group representation, I will make that clear. They were one individual.
I apologise on whoever, to that individual that felt that, and if it was in this group, I will explain that can't happen. We're all adults, they're responsible for their own actions, but ultimately we're here to do something. These people aren't aware, and we have to respect that, and we will.
Yeah.
So I'll take that on board, and I'm sorry that that's happened.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was me, and I'm very happy to apologise and explain why I was having. And the reason I was.
It was yourself, sir. If you want to be honest, yes. Okay. And I'll be honest, you're the one who's a little bit more agitated pacing up and down. That might be your natural thing, but it sometimes can come across to others that agitated.
So,
and I don't doubt that, and I said, I can see you're frustrated because you've gone through a lot of effort in the meantime, haven't you, to try and escalate through the right channels, through the government, through the Met Police who are in charge of everything now. And I get that, okay, and I sympathise that you are trying to do what you feel is right for the country and the wider good of everybody else, okay? Yeah. So I completely emphasise and I get that whatsoever.
Yeah, just to reiterate, I do think it was a shock to all of us when we walked in here to see young children going through that door.
And I will come back to that point because that is a very valid point, and it's nice that you are concerned for them, because equally the staff here are concerned as well, okay?
Oh,
their aspect, and part of the concern as well, is also to do with, there's been a lot of footage. Now, clearly at that point, this was a public thing because you can have walk-in, can't you? So it's NHS walk-in site, this makes it open to the public for access. You have right of way to come in and film in a public place, okay, at that point. What they're concerned is to where and how much information and video you have of children coming to this site, and what safeguarding will you be doing in regards to putting it online or wherever you choose
to distribute that? Absolutely. We're fully aware. At no point will children be in the videos. They will not be identified. And people who've requested not to be identified will not be identified. Okay, we've got a professional here. We will make sure that we do it the right way to protect everybody's wishes and respect what you've just said.
No problem. In regards to today then, what's your intention and wishes now?
Right, first and foremost, we now have an issue that you and your colleagues need to raise. The NHS are putting false information, inaccurate and wrong information out there. They're now saying the COVID-19 vaccines available in the UK have been shown to be effective and have a good safety profile for pregnant and breastfeeding women. That is a blatant lie, misinformation. We now know it's over 1,500%. These leaflets are wrong. They must be withdrawn because they are not telling the truth. They're also saying that they're safe. They're also saying
I have that copy.
Yeah, they're also
because I'm not going to solve it on a Saturday. Am I?
No,
it's going to have to be next week.
They're also saying it's safe and effective for children. It is not. We've proved it's 8,200% increase in deaths, and no child died of COVID. They died with COVID, not of COVID.
Okay.
So their NHS is peddling false information. That is very important. Secondly, if I was now to report a crime to you under ethical crime recording protocols updated April 2022 by the government, unless you have evidence to the contrary, to provide to me now, having provided you with evidence that crimes are being committed, you are and should give me a crime number. I don't want a log number or a CAD number.
I've got a log number for you, but he's changing it to get you a reference number for our crime system.
Yeah, right, so this will be a crime. Yeah. And there are a number of crimes. There is gross negligent manslaughter. There is corporate manslaughter. There is manslaughter. There is conspiracy to commit grievous bodily harm. Grievous bodily harm. And we also have a number of other offences, which I don't want to discuss now. That's evidence that I've already submitted. But right here, right now, 300 people have been vaccinated. One in 73 from this data is going to suffer harm, injury or death. So this, now, people are suffering grievous bodily harm who've walked out of this building. We just don't know who they are yet. Whether they report that, we don't know. So on behalf of those victims, I'd like to make a criminal allegation of grievous bodily harm, potentially manslaughter, because you've seen the data. Somebody, unfortunately, out of that group is going to die because of these vaccines.
Have you, I appreciate you've been before, have you got a card with all your personal details? Are you happy to give us your details?
I'll give you everything you need. I'm not shy, I'm not hiding away.
No, no, I'm not doubting that, but you're reporting it to us, we can record it, and we're going to get you that reference number in 2 seconds, all right, when they push it and get it back to us. What was your first name, sir?
Mark.
Last name?
Sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N.
Date of birth, sorry, Russ.
I'll give you more personal details when the camera starts.
That's actually fine. Yeah, that's fine. I'll
be getting yours again.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
So,
what would you like me to have? I appreciate you going through things. I'm more than happy to take stuff so we can take it away and look to present it to other people if necessary.
I'll tell you what's going to happen, and I mean this in the nicest possible way.
No, go on, I won't be offended.
You've been outstanding, as have your colleagues, and I can't thank you enough. Right. And as a retired
policeman,
I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to go back to your bosses, they're going to push you up the chain, you'll get so far up the chain, and they'll say, we're not doing anything about it. Government legislation, if they want to complain, they speak to the MPs, we've done that to death. So when you leave here today, nothing's going to happen. That's fact. We've identified crime. We've identified that the government is responsible for the murder and manslaughter of thousands and thousands of people and the harm and serious injury of hundreds of thousands of people because they've known. I spoke to Nadim Zahawi, the vaccine minister, via email in June of 2021 and made him aware this is what's happening, you need to stop the vaccine. 3 hours later, he went on national TV saying the vaccines are safe, keep going. That was basically up yours, Mark Sexton. Now, that man is complicit, and every person since that day who suffered from harm, injury and death, that's on him. This is what we're up against. It doesn't matter what we say or do, it's vaccine, 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 booster, vaccine, booster. For some reason, all over the world, they want everybody vaccinated. Why? And this is the question you guys, we need, and every man, woman and child in the world, not just in the UK, why are they so hell-bent on getting everybody vaccinated for a disease that is on par with the flu and pneumonia?
That's this is not a medical expert. I can't answer any of this.
You're an intelligent man, you're an inspector. You have to rationalise what is being said. Why is Bill Gates, a computer genius, getting vaccines?
And my personal viewpoint away outside of uniform is a different matter, isn't
so
it?
So as a policeman...
But as a policeman, I've got to be independent. I'd like to think, and I'm not... you said we were outstanding, OK?
You have been.
What I would say is we've listened to everything we've done, and I'd like to think we've given you a good time. Someone else said earlier that previously we made you go out of a police station and stand in the cold to talk to us and stuff. Yeah. I think we've been reasonable in allowing you here to use the facilities for the toilets and stuff that people have been coming and going, listening to it. Some officers don't like a lot of video being thrown in their face and they ask for you to come away, but I get that this is a group, you are all together, you're all in one and want the same message to be spread, so we've been respectful for it.
But now in law, in law, your law, my law, crimes have been identified.
We've got a bit of paper.
You have a duty now to investigate this crime. You also have a duty to contact the Metropolitan Police and ask them to reopen the crime number 6029679/21. I will do all of that for you.
Perfect.
They can't hide this evidence anymore. It's out in the public domain. They have a duty to the people that pay them. Yes, you pay tax. And I hated it when people said, I pay your wages. I do get that. Because, like, yes, you pay tax. I pay tax on my pension. But I think you get where people are coming from. You police by consent. We give you the consent, it's a gentleman's agreement and ladies' agreement. you uphold your part of it, which is you protect us from harm, injury, death and loss, and we don't break the Queen's peace or the King's peace. So we will uphold that part of it, but you've got to do your job, which is to protect us from those. And at the moment, the police are not protecting the people. We have to get you, we're not telling you how to do your job, we're asking you to do your job.
And that's fine, and like I said, as a collective of 15 people here, you've gone about numerous things, haven't you? And you've already gone to numerous courses. If when I go back and record all this, and I've got your reference, and I'll give you my details and stuff like that, and I need that MET number to link it with.
I'll give you everything you need.
So I need that. When I go back and do that, clearly, even me, as I'm just a number in a pool, aren't I? What happens above and decisions above, I have no control over it. Clearly, I can put rationale and thoughts and everything else into that report, but ultimately it won't be my final decision what happens.
I understand.
Okay,
understand.
So I'm just trying to manage it.
But you have also, as of your colleagues, some of them been made aware of the evidence, which is not our evidence. This is the government officials, national statistics. This is government from evidence from around the world. An eminent cardiologist in London on Tuesday said, please stop the vaccine rollout. If nothing else, you've got suspicion.
And that's why you're getting a reference number.
Thank you.
You've got one already.
So now we know the NHS is lying. We know that the government is lying because they're aware of this. We now have a serious problem in this country where we can't trust our government, our NHS, our senior doctors, our civil servants and the senior police. We as a collective have to take back control of our country and get these people to do their job or leave, and we'll put people in place who will. That's it.
Yeah. And we're all here, like you say, we're all individuals, and we're here to challenge people, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just because people are in a position of power, whether that is because they've been granted it naturally through good family choices, so we say, they've been lucky, or whether they've got it through a position or hard work or not, it doesn't mean we make the best decisions. I have to rely on these, because the guys and girls that I work with actually will come up with better ideas and solutions to problems than I will, and will give me a lot of ideas. So
the last thing I'm going to say is, I love my children. If you love your children, you guys do the right thing. Our children are dying in massive numbers because of the vaccines. Adults can make their own decisions.
Children can't.
Children cannot. Our children are dying. Please protect our children.
No, that's fine. I appreciate you want to give me your personal details after, so I don't have a answer. What would you like to catch on there? Some of that is new. You said that you've not reported previously to the Met. What would you like me to take away?
I can give you all of this.
Okay, perfect.
Sorry, just to clarify, this reference number that you've given me today, what is that?
That is we have a crime management system reference number.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will go back and write up in regards to the allegation that you feel there is GBH is by the injection going on in regards to it. That is your allegation that you feel of it. We don't have at this point an identified victim.
I can
do it
on their behalf, so, as I'm
not
sure
from this
aware.
Site. Not from this site, you won't, will you?
Why?
Because we don't have, effectively, you said you don't have any names of the individuals who've been here on this site.
That's right. So. But we've, from the data extrapolated, 300 people have been vaccinated, so four out of that are victims.
But what I'm saying is that there's a process we need to go through. Data protection and all that. What I'm saying, you can tell me right here, right now, that one of those is an unwilling and is the one of, or the four other things.
Then I'll take it back to, I will make an allegation of misconduct in public office, misfeasance in public office, gross negligent manslaughter, corporate manslaughter, and conspiracy to commit all of the above.
And that's a lot of things to investigate. That's, I'm not going to give you the solvers.
If that crime number is for that, you have a duty to investigate.
You went off them quite quickly, and there's a lot going to be captured on this
bodyboard. I'll write them down.
Write them down on there, I will put them all on there. That's no problem. And before I get your personal details, anyone else got any questions? I appreciate your filming, so you're more than entitled to do so. But just so we don't go data protection wise, is anything else you want to clarify before we switch off?
Could you, so it's on the record, contact Acting Inspector Hampton? Collar number 1510 from Bournemouth, right, Dorset Police, who was given an 88-page full forensic report on vials taken on a secure chain of custody.
It's an A4 bit paper, right, so two sides there. Can I ask you to write that? I'm useless. I'm going to forget a lot of stuff. If it's on there, then I will remember.
So
that
was handed in the day that Hammersmith closed down the criminal investigation.
And how long was that, sorry?
It was on the 22nd of the 2nd, 2022.
Right.
On the 18th of the 1st, 2022, Acting Inspector Hampton was a sergeant at the vaccine centre of Kings Park Hospital that was closed down over the weekend,
right,
as were 80 other locations throughout the UK.
Right. Okay. So we will get that on there. That's fine. Anyone else for anything
before? Would it be possible to arrange personal correspondence from whoever above you makes the decision as to whether this investigation is taken further or not?
Mark will be the point of contact for us. If he's providing his details, we can liaise with Mark. And if you're happy, Mark, you're happy to share that information, that will be down to him to do so. Okay. Sure. Anyone else? No? Mark, I'm done. Are you happy if you want to jump in, or do you just want to ask me that quietly? What do you want to do? You've written everything down.
So that's fine.
Or the MEP one number, please.
Yes,
the bank.
Just confirm your details again.
So 4603. Inspector Lippiat, which is LIPPIAT, and I'm from Concord Police Station.
Is there a business card?